Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Yep.
Mike DeTay along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got some great food and drink specials. Also surround sound TV. You can watch all the games. So if you're not going to LSU, South Carolina, but want to watch the game, get a great meal, stop on by here.
That's right.
At Acme Oyster House. Also, they do a super job with catering. So if it's a major event, if it's a birthday, holiday, you name it, hey, they can take care of things right here at Acme Oyster House and put everything on the plate for you.
That's
also
right.
If you need catering for the LSU games, they also do that. So you can give them a call here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. And our presenting sponsor is, Herb knows a little bit about them.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Map Construction.
That's
Map
right.
Built, Build Beyond. We're going to go now to our Keys to the Game segment. And on the line with us is Trey Ledbetter. Trey, founder of Pro Dreams and also a big LSU fan. Trey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me good?
Yes, we can.
We sure can.
Yeah, we're
heard you real
the,
good,
Trey. We're all set up over here. We own Pro Dreams. We're the official auction company for LSU. So we set up outside the stadium. We've got four or five locations out here today. So it's a busy day for us for sure.
Okay, Trey, have you figured out LSU's inability to run the football? You figured out the problems and got it all straightened out, right? Because tonight, both teams, difficulties in running the football. And for LSU, they've got to get at least some semblance of a running game going
something
against
something.
South Carolina.
Anything.
You got to do it tonight. Tonight's the night. I think we established a run game. I think you run north and south, and I think they'll be able to at least put some numbers up on the board for sure.
You, like everybody else, I know you're a big baseball fan, and it's something that Pro Dreams is also involved with so much. But, man, I'm even starting to hear it now. We in October, and people are either texting me or calling me about, man, when you going to get Jay Johnson back on the show? You've had a great connection with Coach Johnson,
yeah,
also
yeah,
with Coach Maneri, when you had the place out on the North Shore. I remember we spent some time there with Coach Maneri. And it's the first time, Trey, he talked to me about, I think my coaching days aren't done. And I was like, okay. It was an interesting comment that day. And also to the legendary Skip Bertman. And so, man, that's been a great connection, because when you talk about LSU, you know, over the last 25 years, the real success, certainly, you won a couple of national championships there.
Yep.
With Coach Miles and with Coach Orgeron, and also before that with Coach Saban.
Yep.
But look what Skip's done, and then Paul Maneri, and now two out of the last 3 years, Jay Johnson,
baby.
Man.
That has been an incredible relationship and an honor to get to know all three of those guys. They've been great to me and my business. And going where it started all back with Coach Skip, when he talked to me the first time and I really got to sit down in his office, I mean, it's been, I don't quote me on the years, but 20 years since he coached or 15 years, I felt like I could go play for him tomorrow. Like, he makes me want to run through a brick wall. Like, he is that type of motivator, an incredible person to know.
He is, and man, he got stories. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I
work with Bobby. And, man, you know, Bobby got stories and Coach O got stories. But, man, so does Skip Bertman. He got them. It's all great stuff. Trey, one of the things that's happening, and real soon, you have a signing event with all three Weeks brothers. And that's really something, that you got three brothers all on the same team.
Yep.
And you got them together for a signing event. So tell everybody a little bit about that.
So if you're new, or all your listeners are new, have never heard of us, we are a full-service memorabilia company. We're located at 3930 Burbank Drive out here in Baton Rouge next to Walk-Ons. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we're having all three Weeks brothers come to our store live, live in color, signing autographs, bat balls, helmets, jerseys, photos, hanging out with the fans. You can find us on our website at pro-dreams.com to purchase tickets, and all you need to do is show up and either bring something you've had in your closet or a photo or a helmet, or buy something from us. We'll have all kind of, like I said, helmets, jerseys. We've got some really unique items. Designed by the Weeks brothers tomorrow at 2 p.m. at 3930 Burbank Drive. And you can purchase tickets at pro-dreams.com.
Trey, nice. I got to ask you something.
Nice.
Have you ever had two brothers sign at one event?
The closest thing I think I would say to brothers is, like, the complete opposite. Was we had Jose Canseco and Pete Rose sign an autograph together.
Oh, that's nice.
And well, that's a good one.
Pete Rose inscribed on the photos, "Zero Steroids," and Jose Canseco wrote, "Godfather of Steroids."
Hey, the one thing you got to give Canseco, he owned up to it.
He did.
Some of the other guys, even today, and you caught, so to speak.
Yep.
Because this is just my opinion. Man, Bonds, he come out and said, "Hey, look, guys, everybody was doing it. I did it. I admit doing it."
Yep.
You know what? His butt would be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yep. Had he admitted it? But yep. I think it's more the cover up that, and still to this day, no, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Come on, they were. Trey, you kept up with it closely back then. They were all doing it. Oh, not say everybody, but a big majority were doing it back then, and it was not illegal to do.
Sure.
And so I think, to me, you know, denying it even to this day, you're just digging yourself a hole you ain't never going to get out of. Trey, no. I know you travel quite a bit, not only LSU stuff. I know you're involved with Tulane. Seen you at Nickel State events also. So, man, this is really, this labor of love for you has really turned into a great business for you.
I've been very blessed. I started this business when I was 16 years old and just kind of didn't even know what I was doing, really, but just flipping product on MySpace at the time and eBay and at the early stages of eBay. But it's definitely turned in from, you know, a privilege to help serve some of these athletes and put some money in their pocket. And it's just been a whirlwind, and I'm very blessed to be in the position I'm in, for sure.
Man,
that's awesome.
The Drew Brees stuff, it hangs. One of them, I got a Drew Brees autograph. It's a replica of the Super Bowl trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Trey that actually got Drew to sign those, got to do it. But you've had a lot of connections with Drew Brees. He's the real McCoy, brother.
He is. Don't tell anybody this, but when they had the Hall of Fame museum in the Superdome, remember that 3 or 4 years ago? the replica trophy that was in that room was the same trophy you have in your room.
Oh.
That's how nice.
That's the, okay, this is the one thing I do real well. I bought me a case for that because you never know when you got somebody cleaning up in
That's
your
right.
house and somebody trying to spray that name off of that that football.
That's right.
And I'm sure that's happened.
10 customers at least in my career to come to me and say, hey, can you get this re-signed for me? My house cleaner wiped me.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Fired.
Whoa.
They had
but you've been able to bring
–
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You've been able to bring in a lot of people, former players and also current players on that LSU team. And, you know, kind of we live in that kind of live and die. Everybody you grew up, you wanted to, if you grew up from Louisiana, you wanted to play for the Tigers. You wanted to run out of that tunnel and hear those notes hit at that time. And the memorabilia business is part, for me, a lot about nostalgia. Of that, those plays that are Billy Cannon or Joe Burrow or Jamar Chase or whoever you got signed, that's part of your life.
Mike, I tell people all the time that I just don't sell memorabilia. I sell memories. Or as the company's name, I sell people's dreams. I sell a moment in time where somebody can look back and say, I was at that game with my dad, or I was at that moment when he caught that touchdown or hit that home run. Like, that's what memorabilia sales is to me, is selling someone to where they're at a moment in time where maybe nothing else mattered. You know, we look back at the game after Katrina. I mean, I remember exactly where I was and who I was sitting next to, and I felt like we were back. And I'll remember that moment my entire life. And I think that's what really instills the passion in it. It's like you said earlier, a passion to a purpose here at Pro Dreams.
Okay, for everybody – there's the big whale you haven't been able to catch.
Mm-hmm.
So give me that individual you want to have a signing deal with.
Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yes, sir.
The kid.
Yeah, that was my guy. I mean, I just and he's a big time memorabilia guy. Doesn't sign a lot, but he's with a company that kind of hoards his autograph and kind of blocks out kind of the middleman, you know, and he's just one of the guys I've always thought would be cool.
Man, to think about if he was on this Seattle team,
jeez.
You know, I stayed up till 12:45 last night and watched all 15 innings of Seattle being able to beat Detroit, and that's really something. But man, with Griffey Jr., had the injuries not caught him later in his career, he might have pushed the envelope to the 650-700 club as far as home runs were concerned. Because, man, he could swing a bat. He had the most beautiful swing of a bat you could imagine for a baseball player.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one more time, Trey, tell us a little bit about, again, it's tomorrow with the Weeks brothers, all three of them. You'll have it there. If anybody's looking to get something signed or wants something signed by the Weeks brothers, tell them how they can do it.
Yeah, so go to pro-dreams.com. It's right on the top of our website. It has all of our information. But we're right next to walk-ons, right across from campus at 2 p.m. Make sure you get there early. Like Mike said, you can either bring your own stuff or we'll have plenty of stuff there. Helmets, bats, balls. I keep saying bats. We actually have bats signed that are personally made by Marucci that has Weeks family tradition written on it. It's a really cool. It looks like a helmet kind of decal painted on it. Really, really unique. But all that will be available tomorrow at 2 p.m. right next to walk-ons, pro-dreams.com.
Okay, I was going to let you go, but I got to keep you now. Marucci. Look what he's done. Look the business he's been able to build. Herb, you know a little bit about Jack and what he's been able to do. That is unbelievable. And his detail about everything. You see bats that were used early in the baseball season, still used during the season, also produced by Jack. But, man, what a business, you know, for Marucci and what he was able to build in Baton Rouge.
It is unbelievable. I've met Mr. Jack a couple of times now, and he's been in our store, and, you know, he's just such a humble guy, and he's a great person to know, too. He's done an incredible job, and I look up to him how he built his business. You know?
Yep. He comes on Sports Talk, and so I start asking him, and I asked him a question about Jamar, and I told him he's one of the few guys that, you know, his right eye and his left eye could see things the same way. And he said, you wouldn't believe that very few people are like that in this world, that normally you are dominant on one side and not on the other. And he said, but Jamar was different. He was different. He could see it both ways the exact same way. And okay, how many people can give you that kind of information?
Right.
You know, about sight. But then here comes Justin Jefferson. He was telling me, Coach, hey, I can do the same thing. He said, but Marucci, he looked at me a little bit differently. He always said I was right eye dominant and all that stuff. So then I had Justin Jefferson wouldn't argue with me. Okay, I'm not the one who did it.
Jack did it.
Yeah. He said, but I just wanted to tell you. Trey, thanks so much for joining us. Do a great job at Pro Dreams. And, man, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Trey.
Yeah, I'll see you at the store soon, Mike. And Herb, I can't wait to meet you. And we'll see y'all soon, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Pro-Destiny.
Hey, if Herb would have been on the cover of SI instead of Falk, he'd have already been to Pro Dreams.
End of story. If Herb would have played in the NIL era, he'd have $4 in his pocket for sure.
That's right. And, hey, don't forget, guys, there's a thing called Photoshop, so we can take Kevin off anytime we're ready.
What?
Let me know.
You better get that approved by Falk before we do any of that. Thank you, Trey. I appreciate it, bud.
Y'all have a good day, guys. Go Tigers.
All right. That was our Keys to the Game segment. We'll have a second part of our Keys to the Game segment is brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul Equipment Company, they're the number one retail, so to speak, machinery company in Oklahoma, Arkansas, now right here in the state of Louisiana. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
After this break, we're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Herb and I will be here another few minutes up till 4:45, and then we hand it off. Hunt Palmer and Marlon Fave, right? They'll Big take Fave. Over. Big Fave.
Hello, somebody.
He's been sitting on the bench all this time. I know he was at the Chicken Festival because I've seen all them videos of him singing and dancing over at the Chicken Festival.
Hello,
man, that's
somebody.
Something. That's something that's really grown too. Man, we the talk about cruise on the coast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, and look at what's happened with that Chicken Festival. Cruise on the coast. I think there's only one other car show in America that's bigger than what they got. Cruise on the coast, they got days now. You're in Gulfport one day, you're in Pascagoula the next, you're in Biloxi the next. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
but you can pass the cars, and how many places you can go if you look off to the side, and there's the Gulf of Mexico right
that's
there.
Right,
Gulf is right there.
One of my good friends went, he goes there every year, and this year he went from Tuesday to Sunday He was there all week and enjoyed himself, and he always does, and he looks forward to it every year. Every time he goes, he raves about it, how great it was. And everybody is one, and it's a beautiful scene, and it's really cool. Fried Chicken Festival is the same way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Really great food, really great vendors that come out from all over.
From all over, yeah.
And then they have really great musical talent, things of that nature. And it's a big party, and it's all fun, and it's right there on the lakefront, so it's pretty cool.
Keys to the Game segment is brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul Equipment Company, now in the state of Louisiana, number one, hey, major equipment company in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and now in the state of Louisiana. Herb, I think one of the keys to the game is I think we want to see some consistency on offense, and don't be settling for no field goals. You've got to get sevens up on the board.
No, we need 6 points every time, seven-point touchdowns in any which way. But I think the only way you get that is by moving the chains, and I think the only way you move the chains is by having some sort of a run game that's going to be complementary to a pass game that should be hopefully really efficient. Let's call it that, because what we've seen is inefficiencies, whether it's a errant throw or a pass to the wrong person or wrong side of to the defense, or drops by the receivers. So the receivers really hadn't been helping us, and us hadn't been helping the receivers. And here's the thing. I think the passing part of it can really be tweaked quickly, and it can happen now. The run game is the hard part, because you need – not just the running backs, but the offensive line, all five guys, and a tight end or whatever you're going to bring in there to all be in unison in order to open some holes, fire off the ball, push some people around, create some openings, and then the running backs got to hit the hole. One thing that I think that helps or hurts, shall I say, LSU's run game is the fact that there's zero threat of the quarterback running the ball. So when we talk about a true quote-unquote call it option, if you will, to where the quarterback's either going to hand or pull it. You ain't never going to see him pull it. And I think that hurts. So, we talk about this in the past. It doesn't matter how many people they put in the box. It seems like they just can't push anybody around. So hopefully if Nuss can pull a ball a couple times and be a threat to run the ball, you can at least spread the defense a little bit, make it a little bit wider.
One of the things I talked about, a sugar rush, and you've been through that, where it's really not an all-out rush toward Lenora Sellers. Mm-hmm. It's stay in your lanes, keep him in the pocket. I dare you to make the throw.
Right.
I dare you to make that throw. And then, Jenkins used to always preach this. Hey, if we're going to do the sugar rush, get your damn hands and arms up in the air.
That's right.
Kind of obstruct his view. Because if he's sitting in that pocket and he can't run left or right, Chief John Chavis did it against Manziel. Mm-hmm. His deal was, man, Manziel ain't going to – and Manziel come to the Manning camp. Well, he only spent a little time there because he got in a little bit too much trouble.
That's
and
right.
They had to send him back home. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Man, he complained to me about, man, every time I play Chief in LSU, they give me the sugar rush.
Yeah, they raise their hands up.
And I can't see.
Right.
And I can't run around. They keep me right there, almost like, where you would put a cup of tea.
That's right.
In the saucer.
In the saucer, yep.
That's where you're going to keep him. And that's what you got to do tonight against Lenora Sellers.
I think it works. I think it's a great, scheme and thought process. The problem is he's a special athlete.
He is.
Somebody's going to break down and lose contain or something at some point, and he's going to do his thing. Now, what happens with the backers and the DBs? Can they come up and make a play? I think they can. I think they will. I just think that with South Carolina not having a run game, it's really going to be tough for them to really kind of try to do all of the things that they need to do in order to be successful and win this football game, because Lenores can throw for 300, but is that 300 passing yards really effective? Because it could look like 300, it could be 300, but it's not effective. Maybe they don't score any touchdowns. Maybe they end up with field goals, because I think the defense can play well enough for LSU to win the game, but what does that look like? And again, LSU's got to score 6 or 7 points, touchdowns, and then keep and hold South Carolina on the field goals or turnovers.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Mansoor Delane tonight, one-on-one with Nick Harbor. okay, the one thing he can do better than Delaney is he can run in a straight line faster.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to give you all these moves,
no.
counter moves, everything else. That's the matchup to watch because you can see that's where Sellers wants to go with football. He wants to throw it to Nick Harbor downfield. There ain't a lot of 6'4" dudes that can run, you know, sub 4.3 40-yard dash. Okay?
No,
and,
not at all.
It's not rocket science here. But,
yeah.
again, it's he's not one of these real precise route runners. And a lot of times you see him break off like a 10-yard route at 13 yards. And say, oh, well, man, how did it misfire? No, it's not the quarterback's fault. It's your fault.
That's right.
You didn't run the route right.
And how you stop all of that is you get a, you get hands in the face of Lenore Sellers and you pressure him to make him get rid of the ball sooner than he need to or get him off of his final drop on his step.
We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelle along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Hey, we just got a few more minutes left in the show, but hey, they got a lot of great food and drink specials here at Acme. And again, if you need any catering done, if it's for LSU games or special events at your home or for the holiday season, you can give them a call here at Acme. And they can take care of it. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, I think we've talked a lot about it, but I think it is something to watch tonight, and it can close the gap in the game. LSU has certainly got the talent.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, they are a better ball club than what South Carolina. I don't mean you're going to win, but you got more talent than them, is to steal points off special teams. That's something when you play South Carolina because of the coach, because of, you know, his dad and what he kind of brought to Shane's head coaching career.
Yeah.
They try to steal something. I say steal. They try to take something away, and they win on special teams.
Yeah, it's purposeful the way they do it. And ultimately, LSU's got to prevent that from happening, not allow it to happen. But they also need to try to counter that and steal something themselves or purposely create some sort of points off of special teams. And that's one of the most difficult things, too, because LSU, I think, has some good special teams talent, but they don't. It seems like they don't focus on special teams as much.
You can't find a fast dude that can return punts and kicks?
They got him.
In the state of Louisiana?
They got him.
You come on, they're not special teams coaching.
Right, exactly. That's my point. They're not emphasizing what special teams is and what part of that, you know, the three phases of the game, how important that is. It's just as equally as important as any other phase, but we still got to get our running game phase right. We still got to be consistent passing the football.
I hope you ain't holding your breath.
I'm not, but I kind of am. I mean, because I got a lot of faith in it. The problem is I'm losing it surely, but you know, slowly.
Yeah, but, I get it. I think all LSU people are like that. Is okay. They talked about it all off season last year when you had four guys that went to the NFL. You didn't really run the ball well.
No,
It was spurty. And all across the board. And Jaden Daniels masked it for 2 years because, you know what? Jaden scared the you-know-what out of you every time he
every
took
time.
Off running the ball.
Yeah, and he was our run game. And so here's the thing. And we're not asking them to be the Les Miles, Nick Saban era running the football.
No, you're not going to see that.
Or even the Jerry DiNardo with four backs that can run a ball for 1,000 yards a game. We're not asking for that. We're just asking to be consistent. Let's pick up a third and two. You know, let's pick up a first and four, right? Let's get 4 yards on first down. Something like that that can at least either get a drive started or sustain a drive. Something that can give the defense something to look forward to. Because right now it's like, we don't have that. But I think LSU is going to be able to try to – they're trying to figure that out now. They had 2 weeks to try to figure it out for this game. And hopefully in the future of this season to see what they can do. But it's going to be really, really difficult for them to turn that switch on because I don't think you can just do that. But
I think you can.
I think you can take it quarter by quarter and get better and better.
Okay, somebody wanted me to ask you this, so I'll ask you. Best running back you've ever seen at LSU, was it Cecil Collins? Now, it was short. I mean, Cecil's run was short at LSU, but was he the most talented guy?
So,
was it Fournette, Kevin Faulk?
So we don't have a lot of talent. So how I always answer this question is, Kevin Faulk was probably the best all-around running back that I've ever seen play football, period. You can do anything, catch, run, block, whatever. Rondell was the most fluid running back that I've ever seen. Cecil was the best pure running back that I've ever seen. He could take the ball and he split the hole and he'll go and make it happen anytime he wanted to. And he was fast and he was strong and he was a bowling ball. No one wanted to tackle.
Effortlessly how he did it. It was unreal.
So they all had different things that they brought to the table. So the best back that I've ever seen was Herb Tyler, of course, because I'm legendary, baby.
We'll be back next week with another version of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate. But we're doing it in the morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.